This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Barbara Bogave. Okay, let's get this straight right out of the gate. Most students do not graduate with horrific amounts of debt, roughly $27,000 on average. But that's nearly double the amount students owed in 1993, and that's adjusted for inflation. And student debt loads are rising. That has big implications for the economy, as heavy debt loads make it hard for people to borrow. And that stops them from buying cars and homes, prevents them from starting businesses and saving for retirement. In the worst cases, people find themselves buried under their student debt, unable to escape as costs mount. We're joined now by Justin Geary and Dexter Adair. Justin lives in Oklahoma City. He's carrying nearly $150,000 in student loans. He has a bachelor's degree in sports wellness and recreation management, and he works two jobs, but he says he still can't afford his payments. Dexter owes a little more than $300,000 for his bachelor's and an MBA in entertainment. He's currently unemployed, living in Fort Hood, Texas. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for having me as well.
Let's start with you, Dexter. How did you think about your loans as they started to rack up during your education?
Initially, I just felt that, you know, once I was done with school, that I would be in a position to where I could repay them. I thought that the opportunities would come about. And, my loans include private debt, as well as federal loans. So, I didn't think for once I wouldn't be in a position to maybe or have the opportunity to maybe pay them back.
What did happen after you graduated with your master's in entertainment business?
Well, once I graduated from my master's, I started applying for jobs. I ended up working at a studio in Chicago for a little while. I was fortunate enough to have someone who had a studio, so I was able to get in there for a little bit. But it was more intern basis because it was a startup. So it was kind of trying to touch and go. But for the most part, I've applied for maybe 250 jobs. I have emails and everything for it, but the employment world has been pretty hard for someone with my background.
Sure. What's going on with those student loans during this time then? Are you getting calls from collection agencies?
Well, actually, they were actually in deferment, and I've been able to get, because I'm not employed now, I've been able to get like work, I've been able to get different type of deferment. So for now, I've been okay. However, I do know that, eventually that time is going to run out. But I think because it's become a national issue with more than just, a couple of students, I think because they're seeing a bigger problem that they're trying to an extent, work with us a little bit. So I've been lucky for that concern.
And what about you, Justin? What was going through your head when you were borrowing nearly $150,000?
I was the first person in my family to go to college, and I had a financial advisor, and she said that she could make it affordable for me to attend college, and I kind of trusted her, and I didn't really know a lot. I was kind of just an 18-year-old, moved from California to Oklahoma by myself, and just tried to start my journey to get a college degree.
Wow. So did you take out loans over a period of time and they slowly built up?
Yes. This is, it ended up being 5 years. My parents couldn't really help. And so it was all on me. And I got, a large amount of federal loans and then a large amount of private loans as well.
And this advice that you got, I've often heard student loan counselors say things like, don't borrow more than what you expect you'll make your first year of employment in whatever profession you expect to enter. What kind of advice did you get?
Nothing close to that, man. I wish I would have heard something about that. And I've actually spoken with my school post-graduation about situations like this. I was basically told, like I said, she said she could make it affordable. And after 2 years, I actually was kind of scared about the debt I was building up, and I left. And they had called me and said that they could help me and assist me in other ways. And it ended up just being more different kinds of loans.
Well, Justin, you're working two jobs even.
Yeah.
What do you have to pay every month on your student loans?
If I paid the absolute minimum that they're wanting, it would be about $1,500 a month. right now I've kind of been doing like interest only plans. I'm married, but I'm the only one working right now. My wife is still finishing school herself. And so I have to just try and scrape and I've actually been looking into some other programs.
What effect has this had on you? Have you fallen into default with these loans?
The only one that actually sent me into default was the one, it was a loan directly from the school. So.
Uh-huh. And has that had an effect on your credit?
Oh, certainly. I mean, my credit has suffered. It's suffered a lot. every time you miss a payment or go into deferment, they still report it. And so it's been rough. It's been rough.
Yeah. What's it like living under this kind of debt? Is it the kind of thing where you're thinking about it late at night when you can't sleep?
More recently, I've just decided, it's something I can't stress about. It's going to be there and it's going to be there for a while. But I just try and go on with life.
Now, Dexter, how are you supporting yourself?
Well, fortunately, I'm actually I have parents and I'm at home now. However, if it wasn't for that, to be honest, I would have no place to really lay my head. And like Justin said, the biggest hit is the credit portion of it. Because although my federal loans, I'm able to get different help from, my private loans, I'm not able to get any help from. So those loans are actually, they're collection loans. I don't think they categorize them the same way they do federal loans for a default. But it still takes, the credit report takes a hit. So it makes it hard for any type of upward mobility for us. Once I do start working, first trying to maybe obtain a home or maybe obtain a car, it's hard when you have so much debt.
How old are you?
I'm 31.
So that's an age when a lot of people are thinking about getting married and doing that. How is carrying this college debt, do you think, having an impact on how you think about those life decisions for yourself?
That's a really good question, Barbara. Honestly, it's rough because there's a lot of expectations of what someone my age should have or should, or where they should be at this point in life. And I completely understand that for the societal norms, but you don't want to bring anyone else into this situation, And so it kind of makes it hard for me to even kind of think along those lines. And I recently just had a daughter, she'll be two, and, I get help, and that's a good thing for my parents. So that's been a blessing in itself. But for as, trying to settle down, I don't have the resources to do that at this point. And so, like I said, it just, me personally, it would be wrong to try to bring someone else into this type of situation.
If you had it to do over again, your college and education, what do you think you might have changed?
I probably would have spent more of my time learning what I learned in classrooms on the internet. And I say that because a lot of the information now is freely available. A lot of the things that I learned in reality, I have my certificates, but again, it hasn't paid off for me. So from a financial investment, it hadn't been a really good investment, but I do value the knowledge and information I learned. And that's something that regardless, I'll always be able to have. I just realized that, it doesn't guarantee me anything. So
how about you, Justin?
If I could do it over, I might not go to college, in all honesty.
Oh, really? What would you have done?
I got a sports management degree in a market where there's not a lot of sports, and so it didn't do a whole lot of good, and now I'm working in the finance department. So, I think that there are opportunities without college these days if you start young and just work your way up.
Do you guys have anything you'd like to say to each other?
I would like to say something to Justin. Just that I totally can identify with your situation, Justin, especially when it comes to sports and dealing in entertainment and being in the right marketplace. I think that has a lot to do with it and just having connections, man. But just be thankful, brother, that, you're able to actually at least have an opportunity to work, because it could be, out here looking for employment and it being hard to find as well. So,
Justin, you're a little bit younger than Dexter, right? 26?
Yes.
Is there any advice or anything you'd like to say to him?
Yeah. And I am thankful for my job. One thing I never thought about, and one thing you may look into, Dexter, is temp agencies. That's how I started. And they put me in an accounts payable department. I worked there for a year and then got a job as a budget specialist. You know, something like that, maybe work out, and just keep your head up.
I definitely appreciate the advice, Justin, and I'll definitely take the time to look at it into the temp agency portion of it and see about trying to do something along those lines. Just, you know, Barbara, it's kind of hard when you invest so much in your school, and then it's almost like you have to go into a whole other field, because it's like Justin said, it's almost like, well, why did I even take the time to learn this? If I basically got myself in a bunch of debt for information that I'm not even able to use, you know?
Sure. I really feel for you guys. Have either of you sought out help from these organizations that counsel people carrying student loans?
Yeah, I have. Actually, just recently. I work with a school district now, and with my federal loans specifically, there's programs available now, and so I'm getting into a lower payment as far as my federal loans go. And if I stay here long enough, the state assists with paying off those debts.
Dexter, there's some maybe ideas for you there.
Yeah, actually, Barbara, I heard about the same thing for the teaching field. So I have actually been looking towards going into the teaching field, and I plan on starting my teaching certification here in Texas next month, you know, because there's benefits that come with it. So I never looked at myself as a teacher from that standpoint, but I mean, what better, I guess, career to have than to get a chance to teach others? So I definitely am looking towards getting into that field.
I'm assuming you're not taking out any more loans to do that, though, right?
No, I'm not. To be honest with you, Barbara, part of me is, you know, I think about all the time, the money that I did spend in school. I'm like, well, I could have, you know, gotten my certification once I got done. But, I hadn't thought about it in those terms of just understanding, like, the benefits that may come with it and being able to get some of my federal loans forgiven after a certain amount of time. And so now that I'm thinking that way, as opposed to just, you know, looking to try to be in an entertainment, I've basically opened myself up to try to, you know, help myself out a little bit and get some help from the state.
Well, given that you have some regrets, what would you say to a prospective college student today thinking about taking out loans?
My advice would be to seek out the resources that are available. Look into scholarships and grants and know what you're going into before you go into it.
And I would personally say the same thing. Definitely want to get a better understanding of what you're signing. Even I know that the documents can be long when you're filling out these documents, but definitely read and try to fund your education with as little loans as possible. So that way you don't have to carry the debt. You know, college can be good. However, you know, for a lifetime of debt, I don't know if that's something that you want to get necessarily get yourself into. So if you have alternative ways of paying for school, I would definitely go with those.
Hard won advice. Dexter Adair and Justin Geary, thank you both for giving us an idea of what it's like living with student debt.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.